Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. We're here at the Contemporary Resort, and there's a lot going on during this 50th anniversary year. And one of the big things coming out is a new Cirque du Soleil show called Drawn to Life. And we're here with Heather, who is the manager of this show from Cirque du Soleil, actually. And we're going to talk to her about what this show is. And I had a sneak preview of this in an era a long time ago, pre-COVID. But now we're going to find out some more about the show, which is really coming up, and we're looking forward to seeing it. You're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Heather, first of all, it's great to see you.
It seems like it was the beginning of March
that you would have seen the show before, or parts of the show,
right.
And it's been a little while since then, but we're ready to come back.
Well, let's talk about the show. What's the concept?
This is a story of a character named Julie, whose father leaves her a series of animations to finish, mm-hmm. and it's her coming of age story. Through characters that she meets along the way and different
adventures. So he was an animator, and he's...
The father was an animator, yes, and he's left this story for her to finish. They always spent time together drawing, and she watched him drawing in his studio, and this little gift and a pencil that helps guide her through her journey.
We're looking in front of us.
This is Mr. Pencil
Mr.
here,
Mr. Pencil
yes.
behind us, and then a player to be named later, another person with another character. But yeah, it's a great story, and I remember seeing it, and I said, yeah, this is going to work. This is going to be a fun show.
Absolutely, and it's a blend between Cirque du Soleil and Disney, and our acrobatics and the animations of Disney bring this together in a way that nobody else has seen before.
So you had both Disney Imagineers and your own team working on the performance.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
And it's where
La Nuba, that's correct.
Which was the original, and I did see it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But when I saw it, I said, this really is going to be great. And where does it remind me where it's going to be? It's at Disney Springs, right?
This is at Disney Springs at the Cirque du Soleil Theater at the West End,
okay.
Where La Nuba was before, and La Nuba closed on December 31st of 2017, and we've been waiting since then to have something come back in the theater, and it's time. We'll
now,
be here.
In terms of how long is the show?
It's about 90 minutes long. Okay. There's no intermission, so it just runs straight through, and people will be riveted for that time.
And what's the music? Disney, I'm sure.
It's a combination. It's actually all original music. We have our own composer, Benoit Joutras, and he's taken original music and themes from Disney and woven them together into a spectacular score.
Now, when is the first performances?
We open on November the 18th.
So it's coming up, right?
It is coming up. Tickets are on sale now, and we will be running for the next 10 years or so, but come soon.
Yeah, well, there is. I mean, La Nuba ran for almost 10 years, I think.
Almost 20 years.
20 years. Where did I lose that 10 years? I'm not sure. But
Time flies.
Well, especially this past year, time really flew. But yeah, and I can't even remember. I remember thinking, yeah, this is really going to be a great Cirque du Soleil. Considering where you are, considering this, and to really work in depth with Walt Disney and Walt Disney World, especially now you're launching during the 50th year, right?
And what better year to launch? It is an amazing timing for this to be a part of the celebrations, and yeah, we just want to add to that excitement and come to see our show and add to it.
Now, we go out to about 90,000 travel advisors who are going to be booking their clients down here to Walt Disney World. What's your best advice to them to make sure that their clients can get these tickets and make sure they get to a performance?
Well, certainly we ask people to book soon, because if they want the best choice, they should book sooner rather than later. But there's lots of availability, and to add this into a vacation that somebody's already having here, I think is just going to add another amazing piece to that time.
Yeah, and it's a great thing to go over to Disney Springs, which is for us old people, Disney Downtown,
yes,
Downtown
yes,
Disney,
yes.
And then there was Pleasure Island, or I remember.
I believe so. That's a little before my time.
For all of us, have watched the different iterations of that area. Now it's a great area, got great restaurants, great stores. It's amazing, and now a great theater. And that theater's been there, but now completely recast for Drawn to Life. So. Heather, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I look forward to seeing the performance next time I'm down here, and really enjoying it, because I enjoy all things Cirque du Soleil, and
thank
I
you.
Enjoy all things Disney. So
thank
it's
you.
A good combination.
This will be a great one. And as you mentioned, being at Disney Springs, it just adds a whole other component to that with the activities they can do there, and come see the show.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.